Heisenberg accepted that all observables, or anything connected with them, were associated with the mystery and magic of the quantum jump of an electron between two energy levels. Lost forever was the picturesque miniature solar system in which each electron orbited a nuclear sun. On the pollen-free haven of Helgoland, Heisenberg devised a method of bookkeeping to track all possible electron jumps, or transitions, that could occur between the different energy levels of hydrogen. The only way he could think of recording each observable quantity associated with a unique pair of energy levels was to use an array. This was the array for the entire set of possible frequencies of the spectral lines that could theoretically be emitted by an electron when it jumps between two different energy levels. If an electron quantum jumps from the energy level E2 to the lower energy level E1, a spectral line is emitted with a frequency designated by V21 in the array. The spectral line of frequency V12 would only be found in the absorption spectrum, since it is associated with an electron in energy level E1, absorbing a quantum of energy sufficient to jump to energy level E2. A spectral line of frequency VMN would be emitted when an electron jumps between any two levels whose energies are E, M, and EN, where M is greater than N. Not all the frequencies VMN are exactly observed. For example, measurement of V11 is impossible, since it would be the frequency of the spectral line emitted in a transition from energy level E1 to energy level E1, a physical impossibility. Hence, V11 is zero, as are all potential frequencies when M equals N. The collection of all non-zero frequencies, VMN, would be the lines actually present in the emission spectrum of a particular element. Another array could be formed from the calculation of transition rates between the various energy levels. If the probability for a particular transition, AMN, from energy level EM to EN is high, then the transition is more likely than one with a lower probability. The resulting spectral line, with frequency VMN, would be more intense than for the less probable transition. Heisenberg realized that the transition probabilities, AMN, and the frequencies VMN, could, after some deft theoretical manipulation, lead to a quantum counterpart for each observable quantity known in Newtonian mechanics, such as position and momentum.